are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's up, Trey?
What's up, man? It's the last week, man. It's crazy. We're here, and we're here to help y'all win your championships.
You damn right we are. It's championship week, guys. So you know what that means? That means, you know, there's money on the line. There's championship belts, rings, all that stuff on the line this week. Guys, if you made it this far, congratulations. Got to keep it going, though. Got to keep it going. Tommy popping in. Let's go. Tommy, you always here. Albert, sup, fellas. Christina says, whoop, whoop. Love seeing a lady in here. I love that. Antonio, what up? And Sir Bones a lot in the clouds as usual. Guys, you got some start and sit questions? Throw them in the chat. But until then, we're just going to go game by game. We're going to help you out. Let's go ahead and start with the first game, Trey. Starting off, we got the Cardinals versus the Falcons.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 41 points. Vegas has the Falcons winning by 3.5. I like the Falcons to get the dub here. I think it's going to be mostly a ground game for the Falcons, but I think they pull it off with the Cardinals being in the shambles that they are.
Yeah, shambles is the word. David Blau starting at quarterback. Trace McSorley wasn't doing it for him. But yeah, I got the Falcons taking the win also. I don't want them to win. I'd rather the Cardinals win because NFC South is my division. But yeah, I just don't see how the Cardinals offense pulls it off. I don't know. Maybe Blau knows to get it to Hopkins. I don't know. But let's go ahead and get to some starts, Trey, for the Cardinals. Like I just said, Colt McCoy is out. We know Kyler's out. David Blau is starting. James Conner, I think, is a must start. Honestly, I think they're going to feed him the rock. And I just don't, with confidence, I cannot start Hollywood or D-Hop here, Trey.
Yeah, man, it's sad. It's a sad day, but you don't want to lose, you know, because you started D-Hop and you know, start your studs, like we say. But there are certain situations where you gotta pivot, man, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Christina says Falcons. She's going Falcons here too. Yeah, in the clouds as usual. We got a question though, real quick from Albert, Trey. Pick two, full PPR, Connor, Stevenson, Etienne.
Okay. So it's Connor for sure. Ramondre, you know, he's still questionable. So that scares me. I think that if he plays and he's healthy, that he will do better than Etienne. But it scares me that he's questionable, and I don't want, you know, what if they put him on a snap count or something? Because, you know, Bill Belichick doesn't care about your fantasy team. He cares about winning. So in my opinion, just for the questionability of it, I would go Connor and Etienne.
Yeah, I like that too. Etienne going against the Texans. I mean, we don't know which Texans team is going to show up, but I like Connor, Etienne. That's the way I'd go too. And Craig Sherwood says, Lawrence at Houston or Minshew at Saints, PPR, Trey.
So for me, I'm a Minshew fanatic. I like Gardner Minshew a lot, but the Saints defense is pretty solid, and Trevor Lawrence has been on fire, and so I would go Trevor Lawrence here.
Yeah, I think Lawrence is the call. Also, Minshew magic is real, but against the Saints, I like the matchup better with Lawrence, and he's just playing lights out, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what are you feeling about Dortch?
Yeah, so, you know, this is another thing that I've kind of figured out, which, you know, it might just be my own intuition or whatever, but you notice when these backup quarterbacks in, some of these kind of no-name wide receivers start, you know, producing. And I wonder if it's because they practice with those guys. You know what I mean? Like, when you're deep down in the scales on the wide receiver, then you're deep down with a quarterback on the scales. So, I actually like Dortch as a start this week. I mean, you know, I would – pivot to someone better if I had them, but I think he is flexible this week for sure.
Yeah, I like him in a flex spot. He can do good big things with the ball in his hand, so he could take a short under, you know, throw and do something with it. So yeah, I love Dortch. I think he's gonna be really, really great moving forward, especially dynasty. I think he'd be good for dynasty.
Oh yeah, big dynasty grab.
Mm-hmm. But let's roll to some Falcons starts here, Trey. Drake London has been pretty consistent lately. I like him as a, you know, low end wide receiver two start this week. And, you know, that's going to take me immediately to my start of the week. It's got to be Tyler Allgeier, Trey. His production has done nothing but go up and up and up every week. I am starting Tyler Allgeier in a championship this week, and it's against the Cardinals run defense. So, I mean, that tells you something, right?
Yeah, Tyler Allgeier, man, there's a lot of people that I'm starting him over this week. I mean, there, you know, probably some bigger names that you wouldn't expect, but the consistency's there, and that dude's going to put up points for your championship regardless. You know, guys like J.K. Dobbins and, you know, Miles Sanders, I want to start Allgeier over all those kind of guys that are just kind of iffy and have rough weeks sometimes, because I don't think Allgeier does going forward.
For sure, dude. I mean, he's getting the touches. He's getting the carries. It just takes one just breakaway huge run to make him, you know, a perfect just go nuts. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And honestly, I mean, that's really the only ones I honestly feel comfortable in this offense starting. I'm not comfortable starting Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, in any of those guys. You agree?
I agree completely.
Yeah. It's the championship. You can't play. Normally, I would say start your studs, but the way Devontae and all of them have been playing Diggs, I mean, you know, take it case by case. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a question, throw it in the chat, and we will obviously help you out. Bayou Bangle says, hit that like button, y'all. Please do. That would be great. Bayou Bangle, awesome guy over there. He does fantasy football stuff also. Check his YouTube out, you know. Throw him a sub. Throw him a like. Tell him I said what's up. Tell him Bandy sent you. Awesome. Yeah, that's all I got, man. Cardinals and Falcons. Let's go ahead and move to the next game, Trey, and it's the Dolphins versus the Patriots.
Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 1. And I like the Dolphins to pull this off here. I know it's going to be tough, but I think Teddy Bridgewater gets the dub here against the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, all he's got to do is get the ball to Tyreek or Waddle, right? And they should be able to do the rest. I mean, that's what we're thinking. I also got the Dolphins winning this game. I like it.
So jumping to my Dolphins starts, Tyreek and Waddle at the top of that list. I think you can start both of them pretty simply. Teddy Bridgewater will get them the ball. He's a pretty good quarterback, you know, for a backup. Jeff Wilson Jr., I think you start him up. I think he might get a little bit more work because Teddy Bridgewater's out there. But I'm really avoiding all these other players that are, you know, kind of questionable around Teddy. I just want to kind of get the stud rock solid players on the team out there. And I really wouldn't start Teddy if I didn't have to in a two quarterback league. I would try to pivot somewhere else if I had to.
What about Mostert, Trey, over Jeff Wilson Jr.? What do you think?
I don't know, man, because I just feel like with Teddy, the last time Teddy played, him and Wilson had a connection. So I don't know. I worry about that. But Mostert's flexible for sure.
Yeah.
But it's scary.
Yeah. It's a Patriots defense also. So we got to keep that in mind. Judon just destroying the line there. But Mostert has just been so hot lately. It's just hard not to, you know?
Yeah.
But I agree. Yeah. I agree with you.
But jumping to my Patriots starts, Jacoby Myers, I think, is startable. He had a really great game last week, and I think he keeps that up. Ramondre Stevenson, if he plays, I want to start him because I really think that they're going to need him in this game. The Dolphins are a pretty decent defense, but they tend to let running backs put it on them. And I like Ramondre Stevenson to do so. And that's really it for Patriots starts for me.
What about Kendrick Bourne, Trey? He had a game last week. You think he's going to have a game this week?
It's very possible, but when it comes down to the championship, man, it's just like I don't want to take that risk on Kendrick Bourne losing me the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%, buddy. But sounds good. Guys, do me a favor. If you haven't already, like this video for us. That helps us out so much. We're here to help you guys out. If you could do us a favor and help us out. If you're not already, please subscribe to the channel, guys. Big things going on over there. We got the Aaron Jones jersey giveaway coming up soon, very soon. I mean, you could check in with the last guy. Cody won himself a signed DeAndre Swift jersey a couple weeks back, and he's loving it, buddy. He's loving it. So subscribe so you can, you know, turn that notification bell on and get in on these entries. As soon as we find out who's going to the Super Bowl, Aaron Jones is finding a home. That's all I'm saying.
Period.
But let's go ahead and jump to the next game, Trey. We've got the Saints versus the Eagles.
Over under this for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 6.5. And I like Minshew to get the dub here with the Eagles. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah, I like the Eagles taking a win there for sure. Tommy says, I win. Already getting on it early, ain't he? Antonio says, both my finals had Henry off to a bad start to the week.
Oof. Yeah, it's tough, man. I have Henry, which I'm in the battle for third right now. And it's sad, but, you know, especially if you're in the finals, that's, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. Hopefully you got somewhere to pivot. It's tough, man, losing a guy like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The 1 year I haven't had him, at least, you know, it happened when I didn't need him in my championship. But, you know, what can I say? Let's jump to some Saints starts here, though. Olave is looking more like a game time decision. I like him to play if he, especially in PPR, if he is playing, but I really don't think he's gonna. Rashid Shaheed, I think, is a good flex here. The Eagles are 18th, believe it or not, in fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs. So Kamara has done pretty decent for us the last couple weeks. So I'm okay starting Kamara here. And I can't trust Juwan Johnson. I mean, I trust Taysom Hill more than I trust Juwan Johnson. But Taysom needs to get you a touchdown basically to help you out, Trey.
Yeah, you know, Taysom and Juwan both are kind of hit or miss, and they have down weeks and up weeks, but Taysom Hill's ceiling is so much higher that, you know, if you're struggling at tight end in the fantasy playoffs, I want Taysom Hill more than a lot of these guys, because if I look like I'm going to lose, I need that ceiling on my team, and Taysom Hill can get you there. They just have to give him the work. And we've seen, you know, recently he's been stepping it up even more here in the past. I think with Olave out as well has something to do with it and the weather on top of it. So I like Taysom Hill a lot.
For sure, for sure. Let's jump to some Eagles starts. Let's see here. I like starting Gardner Minshew. Minshew magic is real, like we said. And I like him as a start in this game. I don't think he, you know, does quite as good as he did last week. But I'm starting A.J. Brown, obviously. Starting Devonta Smith. He has just been hot lately. I start Dallas Goedert. I think Goedert, he got a game in. He did okay, even coming right off of the IR. I think he does even better here, even though the Saints are really tough against tight ends. So just keep that in mind. And I like Miles Sanders as a start. He's getting a heavy workload. He didn't do much with it the last couple weeks, but if he can do something with it, he's definitely getting the carries, Trey.
Yeah, Miles Sanders is questionable. He was limited in practice, so just kind of monitor that. If he doesn't play, I think you can easily throw in Kenneth Gainwell and be just as happy because Kenneth already is getting a little bit of work. But I like Miles Sanders. I don't think he's going to go crazy, but I don't think he's going to kill you either. So mm-hmm. Just take that with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. And Ringy has a question. I'm torn. Josh Allen going against Bengals D scares me a little bit. I'm wondering if I should stick Mike White in against Seattle, Trey.
Ooh. Yeah, so I think you're overthinking it here. I think you just go Josh Allen. I think it's going to be a shootout against the Bengals. And I think Josh Allen, even if it's not a shootout, will get the work done with his legs. So when in doubt, trust Josh Allen.
I agree 100%, Trey. Josh Allen is the call. I think Mike White has a good game against Seattle, but, I mean, Josh Allen against the Bengals, don't you think that's just going to be just a monster game, Trey?
No doubt, yeah.
It's going to be great, and you're going to want a piece of it. TS says, Allen or Fields this week? Benched Allen last week and regretting it.
I would say don't regret it again, TS. Go Allen this week and or go home.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. You got Fields on your team. You got Allen on your team. I like Allen. I really do. I like Allen, but I do love Justin Fields as a start against Detroit. I myself am making that happen, but I would go Allen if that were my choices for sure. Yeah, Saints versus the Eagles going to be a good one. Let's move to the next game, Trey. Colts versus the Giants.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Giants winning by 3.5. I think the Giants win by more than that. The Colts have just been a sad excuse for an NFL team, and it shows.
It's sad because I actually really like Jeff Saturday. And I mean, he really didn't get thrown into a fair spot there. I hope he has, you know, I hope there's other opportunities out there. He seems like a good coach. I'm rooting for him, but I think the Giants take the W here. I just think they're the better team.
No doubt. No doubt. Just going into it, my Giants starts. It's Saquon Barkley, obviously. Daniel Jones, I think, is startable even in single quarterback leagues. I mean, he's really been popping off. Putting up points. Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins, I think, are both flexible. You know, they're not going to go crazy, but I think they should get enough work where you'll be happy that you flexed them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I love it. I love Isaiah Hodgins and Richie James this week. But if you had to pick one, Trey, who are you going with?
Isaiah Hodgins by far.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Isaiah Hodgins is my call. But yeah, I like it.
My Colts starts, the fact that I have any is something, but it's Zach Moss will get you 10 points. And other than that, you're risking your championship starting anyone else on this team.
Richie, Antonio says, Rich James, I'm starting him in the finals versus us.
Let's go.
I'm rooting for you, buddy. I'm rooting for you. Yeah, that's it for Colts versus the Giants. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. And that is our Manscaped game of the week. Manscaped, baby. Manscaped. Big things happening over there with Manscaped. Guys, you got to get a piece of this action. I'm telling you, the boxers are amazing that they have over there. I mean, I love my boxers, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I'm wearing my boxers right now, actually, and they're so comfortable. Every day I go to my boxer drawer and I look and I'm like, do I have any Manscaped clean? Because those are the first ones I'm grabbing. Also, the Lawnmower 4.0, I'm telling y'all, this thing cuts with precision. I shave today, and every time I use it, I'm just like, I will literally never go back to anything else. This thing is mine forever, and I'll die for it. So you guys need to go get you a lawnmower to die for. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. Get you one of your own. Get you some boxers too, though.
That's right. And guys, if you do use our promo code at manscaped.com, you get 20% off of your entire order and free shipping. I mean, you got me just with the free shipping, but throw another 20% in there. And great deal. Great deal, guys. We will be right back in just a quick moment from the sponsor, Manscaped, guys. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped. This exclusive offer for you, 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. That is right, guys. Big things over there, guys. Let's get to our Manscaped game of the week. And it, this week, we got the Panthers versus the Buccaneers.
Over-under for this game is 39 points. Vegas has the Bucs winning by 3. And I'll take them.
Ooh, I love it. You'll take them? All right.
With a grain of salt, but I'll take them.
With a grain of salt. You had to add that in there. For the reason this game is our Manscaped game of the week is because the implications. Will Tom Brady make the playoffs? If they beat the Panthers, they're in there. I got the Bucs winning also. Fingers crossed, guys. But let's go to some Panthers starts here, Trey. Superflex, an only Superflex. If I have no option, I'm going to throw Sam Darnold in there. I think him and DJ Moore can get you points. Not much, but a little. And like I said, DJ Moore, he is definitely a start for me. Donta Foreman, last time the Bucs, he played the Bucs, he went off. I like him as a start in this game. The Bucs run D is just not as unstoppable as it once was, Trey. And I'd like Chuba Hubbard. What do you think?
Yeah, no doubt. And Sam Darnold, I mean, I would start him over Russell Wilson, over Deshaun Watson, over Stidham. I mean, there's several guys out there that I would choose to start him over. So I like him in a super flex a lot. Donta Foreman, I think, has a great game. And Chuba Hubbard, I think, is definitely flexible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go to the winner of this game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think Brady does enough to keep you in your game, in your championship game. So if you had him, if you've made it this far with Brady on your team, I like him starting in this game. Just chill out. And, you know, it may be the fourth quarter before he starts racking up points, but he'll do it for you. So I like Lenny also as a start. He has been on a tear lately, Trey. Lenny, throw him in there. Chris Godwin. Start him, especially in a PPR. He gets the targets. And Russell Gage has been okay lately. I mean, he's been doing decent, maybe as a low-end flex. And Mike Evans, I can't do it this week, right?
No, can't start Evans.
Rashad White, though. I like him as a flex. What do you think?
Okay. I would flex White over Russell Gage, in my opinion, just for the touchdown probability. But definitely Brady, you know, is a good start. Just don't watch the game if you do, or don't turn it on till the fourth quarter. You know, like Vandy said, it's just like he'll put up negative points to the third quarter, then out of nowhere, 40 points. Bam.
Yeah, going against Trey, you thought me had me till what, 5 minutes left in the game?
Yeah.
That was nerve-wracking. Panthers versus the Bucs is going to be a banger, Trey. Let's go to the next game. Guys, while we're going to the next game, don't forget to like this video. Subscribe to our channel, guys. Big things happening over here on Fourth and Flex. But let's go to the next one, Trey. And it is the Broncos versus the Chiefs.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Chiefs win it by 11.5. I like the Chiefs to win this game, but I don't think it's going to be 11.5. The Chiefs always play down to their opponent, and the last time these two met, it was a barn burner, and the Broncos almost got the dub.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
That's right.
I don't know, buddy. I got the Chiefs winning also, and I think they learned their lessons from the last game, and I think it's not as close as you hope it to be.
Well, there's not a lot of starts, but I'll jump into it for my Broncos. Jerry Jeudy, I like as a start. I think he got like 3 touchdowns the last time these two teams met. And Latavius Murray, it's not going to be a lot of points, but it's definitely flex worthy to put him out there over a lot of guys. So I like both of those guys in this matchup.
And Tommy says, hell yeah. I think that's about the Manscaped going on. He knows about them boxers. But Albert's got one for us. Trey, do you guys like Jared Goff this week? Well, hold on. Don't answer it just yet because I think that game is coming up next. Hold on.
The next game.
We'll get to it. Keep it going, Trey.
All right, jumping into my Chiefs starts. You're starting Mahomes. You're starting Kelsey. I like Juju as a start here. Pacheco, I like as a start. And McKinnon, you got to start this dude up. I mean, he's a monster. The Broncos defense kind of crumbled last week. You know, maybe they get a little bit of it back, but the Chiefs offense is high octane. They're going to put up points for fantasy.
Yeah, Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's. I was really hoping Hardman was going to come back this week, buddy. I had him sitting in the IR spot. I was hoping to slide him in there because I think he would do good, but it didn't look like it's going to happen. But I like the rest for sure. But let's go ahead and go to the next game, Trey. It is the Bears versus the Lions.
Over-under for this game is 51.5 points, which I think is the highest over on the week. Vegas has the Lions winning by 5. And I like Detroit to win this game because I want them in the playoffs. So I'll take Detroit here.
Yeah, buddy. I got the Lions winning as well. Justin Fields is doing amazing things, but he just can't seem to get the wins, Trey. And, they're learning. They're learning. They're going to figure things out. But let's go to some Bears starts, Trey. I'm firing up Justin Fields. I'm starting him over Tom Brady this week, Trey. What do you think about that?
Yeah, man, it's tough, because Fields didn't have the crazy game last week. But this matchup is really juicy for Fields. I personally think that you really can't go wrong starting Brady or Fields, but I like the Fields pick over Brady just in case Brady has another flunk out.
Yeah, against the Panthers last time, they didn't do so well. I don't think it'll go as bad this time. But I just love the matchup, Bears and Lions. Fields ran all over them last time they played earlier in the year. Put up a 30-40 burger, man. It was amazing. But David Montgomery, I like as a start, but temper your expectations. I think Khalil Herbert gets a little more work this week. So, temper your expectations on David Montgomery. I know it's against the Lions, but I just don't think he does as well as we want him to do. Cole Kmet, though, could have a decent game. The Lions aren't very good against tight ends, so Cole Kmet could put up some stuff for you. And Dante Pettis, if you're in a bind, if Claypool is out, could get you a touchdown. Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I'd like to look at the odds on Khalil Herbert to get a touchdown. I think that would be a nice bet there. I don't know what that would be, but I bet it's good odds. I kind of like that actually in this matchup.
Like Khalil Herbert anytime touchdown?
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out.
No doubt.
But let's go to the Lions, Trey. I like starting Swift against the Bears run D this week. Fire up Amon-Ra St. Brown, of course. And I think DJ Chark has a big game. I'm going to sit Jamal, though. I guess that goes without saying, probably. But, Jamal, thank you for all your help. We appreciate you, buddy. But, I don't think we can do it, Trey.
All right, I got a start sit question for you. Ready?
Uh-huh.
J.K. Dobbins. This is a pick two. J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Jamal Williams.
I think Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
Same game?
Yeah. Because usually those two can, like last week, Dobbins played half and Gus Edwards played the other half. So
yeah,
Jamal just hasn't been doing it, man. I mean, and Jamal, he's a little nicked up too. So that's something.
I just worry he has some kind of a comeback and gets his, rushing touchdowns back up again. I mean, I think he's still the leader, but.
All right. Maybe Dobbins and dude, maybe. I could see it.
That was Jamal. For me personally, by the way.
Was it? well, then in the spirit of you personally, I got one for you. DJ Chark or Jahan Dotson this week, Trey?
Yeah, so I like both these guys a lot. I think they're both great starts. I would probably, in my fantasy championships, lean DJ Chark because of the upside and this high over-under for this game. I think this game's going to be a shootout. I think DJ Chark puts up more points than Jahan Dotson, but I think they're both great starts.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm going DJ Chark, I think. I've already put it in there. DJ Chark, man. You guys, when you see DJ Chark get a touchdown, think of your boy.
But Albert, did we talk about Jared Goff yet?
No, I was just about to get to that. Yeah.
Same reason I like DJ Chark. I like Jared Goff. I think this is going to be a shootout game. Jared Goff does really well in those matchups, with those deep passes. Now, I'd like to see who you were deciding between, but I like Jared Goff as a start a lot this week.
Yeah, Jared Goff has been great in the playoffs, especially. I mean, you rode him this far. Keep on riding your boy. I like it. Tommy says, I hate saying this, but go Bears. Go Bears, he says, huh? Oh, right, because the Lions are the Packers division. That's why. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think the playoffs is like either the Packers get in or the Lions get in, and it's
one. I thought the Lions had to win out, but I'm sure that if there's things that could work out or not work out. Like if the Vikings win and the Lions win, I bet they could get in.
It's possible.
It is possible, Trey, but let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Browns versus the Commanders.
Over under for this game is 39.5 points. Vegas has the Commanders winning by 2.5. I like the Washington Commanders to take the dub here. The Browns just haven't got it together yet. I think Deshaun needs another offseason to kind of figure it out with this team. You know, he's just kind of getting his feet wet right now, and I like the Commanders with the dub.
Yeah, me too. I like the Commanders to take the win here. Carson Wentz is starting in this game. Him and Jahan Dotson have a good connection. Got Scary Terry. He's got the weapons, and Wentz is willing to take chances. And the Commanders' D hasn't been terrible. So I like the Commanders also take the dub, Trey.
Yeah, so starting with my Commander starts, Jahan Dotson and Scary Terry, both at the top of the list there. Antonio Gibson is out for this game, which makes Brian Robinson my start of the week. Hey. I know he had a bad game last week, but I think he has a bounce back game and he goes ham on this Browns defense. And then Logan Thomas, I think, is streamable.
At tight end. Like it. Yeah, I like that. I like Logan Thomas. Go ahead. Yeah.
My Browns starts this week. I've got Donovan Peoples-Jones. You know, it's not going to be anything exciting, but he'll get you points. Nick Chubb, you got to start that dude, obviously. And David Njoku at tight end, I think, is, again, I'll keep saying it. I love this dude. I think he's a great start. I hope he wins all your championships. But that's really it for the Browns for me.
Yeah, I agree. You don't like Deshaun Watson as a start this week, Trey?
I don't. I don't like Deshaun Watson as a start any week, to be honest with you. I'm starting a lot of people, you know, Sam Darnold. I'll probably go ahead and throw Stidham out there just over Deshaun Watson, just because I think that it could go either way regardless.
Stidham over Watson. Yeah, I like it. Love it. Guys, but we want to take a moment real quick to talk to you about Trophy Smack. Trophy Smack, guys, check them out. You can use our link right here, guys. The end of the championship game is this week. Trophy Smack has got your back. Get you a championship belt, rings. They even do engravings, stuff like that. Trey, tell them what happens when they use our link.
Yeah, so if you go to our link, trophysmack.com/4/4thandflex, there's going to be a wheel pop up. You spin the wheel, that could give you a chance up to 20% off, 15% off, 10% off, a couple bucks off, whatever. Regardless, they got some awesome stuff over there. They got the championship belts that you can get engraved. They got the rings. They got the trophies. They got the trophies that you can put the little plaques on every year and send them to other people. Guys, go use Trophy Smack and get your team a trophy, because the trophy really is really big for fantasy. And you know, I know some of you are probably thinking like, oh, whatever, but like, I'm telling you right now, a trophy puts a lot of motivation in players.
It really does. And you know what, like, I always thought the championship belts were kind of dumb until I started looking at them and I'm like, man, I want a championship belt, bro. I wear that thing like the Rock, dog. You know
there
what
you
I mean?
Go.
So guys, check out trophysmack.com/4thandflex and get you some gear.
For sure.
I love it. Trophy Smack. But let's keep it rolling, Trey, and move on to our next game here. We've got the Jaguars versus the Texans.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Jags winning by 4.5, and I clearly easily like the Jags to win this game.
Really? You like the Jags to win?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Jags got to take the win. They've just been hot lately. However, I think this actually is a pretty good game. I think the Texans seem to surprise us every week and put on a little bit of a show. You know,
I was just about to say, aren't all Texans games pretty good games? And then they end up losing, except for last week when they got the Titans in the end there. But yeah, I think the Jags take it.
How embarrassing for the Titans, huh?
Yeah, and then how embarrassing for the Cowboys last night to almost lose to the Titans with no one on their team.
No doubt, no doubt. they brought it together in the second half. I'll give them that, but I agree. But let's roll with some Jaguars starts this week, Trey. I love starting Trevor Lawrence. I think he has a great matchup. Start ETN. You rode him this far. You want to keep on riding your boy. I don't like Christian Kirk this week, Trey. One of the corners over there, man, is just really tough. The one that's over Kirk, and I just don't like the start. I do, however, like Zay Jones as a start in this matchup, and Evan Engram is turning into something special. You have got to start Evan Engram, Trey.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like Zay Jones a lot this week, and I like Zay Jones over Christian Kirk most weeks just because of the high he has a higher ceiling, where Christian Kirk, you know, is pretty consistent with his points. Zay Jones can go crazy for you, so I like Zay Jones a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But let's go to some Texans start. I just said Texans start because there's only one for me, and it's Brandon Cooks, only in a flex spot and only if you have no other option. You know, I think he could get a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm starting him.
Yeah, so you must not have another option.
Unless Chris Olave plays, then I will put Olave in. But I have a feeling he won't, so I'm going to have to go Brandon Cooks instead.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that. I don't think Olave's going to go, but that's really all I'm doing for the Texans. What do you think? You got anybody else on the Texans you might throw a dart at, Trey?
Not in my championship playoffs.
Not a chance. I love it. Let's go to the next game, though. We've got the 49ers versus the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 43.5. Vegas has the Niners winning by 6.5. I think the Niners demolished this game. But I want to say real quick, with Stidham starting, you know, it's kind of scary because the Niners defense is going to be so good that it might take away from the offensive players on this team.
Mm.
You know, if there's a couple pick sixes, that's a whole process where your offensive players were not on the field and the defense just comes right back out. So it's scary.
I hope you're wrong about that because, you know, I'm going against the Niners D in the championship. So a pick six doesn't sound too fun to me, man.
No, it doesn't. But let's jump into my Niners starts. Debo is out, so I like Ayuk as a start. I also like Ray McLeod III as a flex here. I think that he has a decent game with Debo out. Christian McCaffrey, you got to start that dude up, obviously. And George Kittle has been insane lately. So if you got George Kittle in the playoffs, like you're doing hot stuff there,
bro. Kittle, man, he has been incredible, man. Just ridiculous. Brock Purdy sees his man right underneath and just gets the ball to him. You've got to start Kittle, man, if you got him. I like it.
Jumping in my Raiders starts, you have to start Josh Jacobs. I think that's a great idea. Davante Adams, man, that's one of the hardest calls I think you can make because, I think that he has a great game. I feel like he's, you know, not quarterback proof, but he's a great wide receiver. And if they're going to get the ball and they're going to plan things out for Stidham, I think they plan them out for Devontae. But I would really try to pivot if I could. I understand if you can't, just be worried. You know what I mean? You're going to have to with the quarterback situation.
I'm worried for sure, man. I think they feed Jacobs the rock a good amount of times. Can he do it against the best defense in the league? Be mindful about that, but I'm sitting Devonta. He hasn't been doing it, man. And yeah, if he hasn't knocked you out of the playoffs with his poor play already, I wouldn't trust him in the championship matchup.
My only thing is that if it was Carr that was hurting him and Stidham comes in and Davante Adams goes off and you benched him and you lost because you benched Davante Adams, it's going to suck for you.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, don't forget, if you got a start and sit question, throw it in the chat, guys. We are here to help. It's championship week, so even if you have a thought of something you want to throw out there about one of your players, throw it in the chat, guys. We'll get it going. But, yeah, let's go ahead and keep it going to the next game, Trey. We have got the Jets versus the Seahawks.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has Seattle winning by 1.5. I like the Jets to win this game.
So do I. I love the Jets to win, especially with Mike White at quarterback and not Zach Wilson. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. Jets take the W. Well, let's get to some Jets starts here. Start Mike White against the weak Seattle D. Generally, this is going to be super flex. Unless, you're a quarterback, you don't have much of a choice there. If you've made it to the playoffs this far without a really good quarterback, I guess Mike White could be the answer to your problem here. But Zonovan Knight, I think, gets some work, and I think is a good start here. And Garrett Wilson, I'll tell you what, Mike White is always looking for Garrett Wilson. If you got Garrett Wilson, you definitely want to throw him in this game. But I would be nervous to start Elijah Moore, even though I think he could have a decent game. But I don't know if I'm willing to chance it on him, Trey.
Yeah, not my playoffs, man. But I like Mike White, especially, say if you're a Tua owner, I would pivot to Mike White before like a Teddy Bridgewater if that's all you got out there. So I like that.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah, for sure. Tyler Conklin also. I forgot to mention him. I don't trust him, honestly, but I wouldn't be surprised if he, got a few throws and got 6 points,
I like Taysom Hill over Tyler Conklin.
Yeah. Tyler Conklin, we've just wanted to be elite all year. It just hasn't happened. But let's go to some Seahawks starts here. Kenneth Walker is nicked up. Something to monitor, definitely. If he plays, I think I would still start him, honestly. Just because he's been so good so far. The Jets do have a strong defense. You're probably going to play Kenneth Walker if he plays, just saying. DK Metcalf, I want to start DK up for sure because Tyler Lockett is also nicked up. And even if he does play, I don't think I like him as a start in this game. And Geno and Superflex, if you have no one else. Geno, man, he's really been going down lately, Trey.
Yeah, man. I don't know what it is, if it's just, all the injuries on the team or what's going on, but it is kind of a decline there.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, comeback player of the year, right? Maybe someone else because of his poor play towards the end of the season. No I mean, doubt. If they don't make the playoffs, I mean.
Yeah, what can you do?
Exactly. Guys, if you're watching, if you're hanging with us, don't forget to hit the like button for us, guys. That helps us out tremendously. And if you're not already, subscribe to our channel. We're here to help. I know the off season is coming up, but we're still going to be making content, football content. So just keep that in mind, guys. And when the season starts to rear its pretty head, we're going to be mock drafting it up. And I think me and Trey were talking about just giving a jersey away at the beginning of the season next year. So you're going to want to be a subscriber, guys, to get in on all this fun stuff. No. But let's go to Tommy's favorite game, Vikings versus the Packers.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Packers winning by 3. Give me Kirko Chains to get the dub.
Mm-mm. Nope. Packers are taking the win here. Tommy, you'd be happy to know I'm on your side. Packers going to get them, bro.
Not this week, baby.
No. I guess we're going to find out.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Get into my Viking starts here. We've got Kirko Chains Cousins. Start that dude up. He's a monster. He's a menace. And he menacingly connects to Justin Jefferson, who, mind you, is like 200 yards away from a 2,000-yard season, first ever. I guarantee you they're going to force that stat for him. Adam Thielen and KJ Osborne, one of them is going to get some more work, but it's too wishy-washy to decide in my playoffs, so I'm sitting both of them. Hockenson for sure is a start. And then Dalvin Cook, you got to start that dude up.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all of those. Tommy says, and this is Tommy's prediction, Packers 31, Vikings 24, Aaron Jones 2 touchdowns.
Oh, you made Bambi happy.
Ooh, I hope you're right, buddy. I hope you're right.
But jumping into my Packers starts, Aaron Jones has a bounce back game. I got it on there. Christian Watson, obviously, has really been doing his thing. And then A.J. Dillon, I think, is still flexible. They've been giving him enough work to put out there. So,
yeah, well, they've been giving A.J. all this work because Aaron Jones is nicked up also. So And he's still, like, I assume hurt. He's going to play for sure, but AJ's been taking a lot of the work, and it's been frustrating me watching those games. But, bro, this Vikings-Packers game, don't you think it's going to be, like, a pretty good game?
Oh, yeah, of course it is. But Aaron Rodgers is going to choke, and Kirko Chains is going to do what he does and come back from – I guarantee you the Packers probably lead the entire game. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, Packers got this in the bag. And then JJ in the back. Justin Jefferson with the one-finger catch, spinning it around like a basketball, does a backflip into the end zone.
Oh, God, I hope you're wrong. Oh, man, crazy. But let's go ahead and keep it going, Trey. Let's get to the next game here. This week, we got the Rams versus the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by 7. And I like Baker Mayfield to get the dub in this one.
Yeah, I got the Chargers winning this game, Trey. You think Baker does it again, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way that they kind of got the offense figured out, and Cam Akers is really stepping in there, and they got nothing to lose, man. You know, they're doing all kinds of crazy whatever plays they need to, and so I like the Rams to get the dub here.
Wow, I guess we're going to see, man. Let's go to some Rams starts. Baker in a super flex if you got no other options. I'd
start him over Deshaun Watson.
You start everybody over Deshaun Watson. So let's start Cam Akers up, because Cam Akers has been hot lately and could win someone a championship, Trey.
No doubt.
And Tyler Higbee. I've been going back and forth. Tyler Higbee or Evan Engram. I think Evan Engram is the call here, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's Evan Engram is the call there. And I had a buddy actually text me last night before the game and asked me, Dalton Schultz or Tyler Higbee? I told him Tyler Higbee, so hopefully I'm still right on that. We'll see.
I mean, but who could have seen Schultz having, what, 2 touchdown game? Yeah. Look, I had a bet going last night on that game. Dalton Schultz, 8 receptions. I'd have won, like, I would have went up, like, I don't know, I went a couple hundred bucks, right? Guess how many you got, Trey?
7.
I got greedy, bro, because I was going to take 7. I was like, if he can get 7, he could damn sure get 8, right? Bam! Plus 1,000 odds. Sucks. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's the name of the game. But those are the only ones that I really trust on this team. I mean, Van Jefferson in like a really deep league, maybe. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, like a 32 man, sure. But
I'm just saying, you know, if you need a little something way down in them 16 mans or something, who knows? But let's go to some Chargers starts. Trey Herbert, I think, has a decent game here. I really do. I think Herbert has a good one. You must start Austin Eckler and Keenan Allen, 1 by air, 1 by ground. They're both going to help you out. Start Mike Williams up. I like him as a start also. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Gerald Everett, for helping me in those times of need. But Gerald Everett is a sit this week. He's done. I'm done with Gerald Everett. It sucks, but he helped me when I needed him. He's just no way I'm taking that shot.
Yeah, and I think Eckler, you know, has been limited in practice as well. So just monitor that if you're an Eckler owner. You know, you need to have somewhere to pivot. So just stay on top of that. But I like Eckler if he plays as a start for sure.
Mm-hmm. And Roop, there it is, says Baker loves to throw to the tight ends. Yes, he does. We've seen that for sure. Hey, Roop, do me a favor. Hit that like button while you're here. You might as well. What else are you going to do, buddy? great. Yeah, let's keep it going, buddy. Let's get to the next one. We got Sunday night football, the Steelers versus the Ravens.
Over under for this game is 36.5 points. Vegas has the Ravens winning by 4, and I like the Steelers to win this game pretty easily.
Really? I got the Ravens taking the win here. You don't think they can do it, huh?
Steelers have just kind of been on a climb, man. Their offense is looking pretty solid. Their defense is really stepping up. Mike Tomlin doesn't want a bad season. You know, he really wants to finish it out. So I like the Steelers to get it up.
I don't hate it. I really care less who really wins this game. But I think the Ravens pull it off from their run game.
So speaking of their run game, jumping into my Ravens starts, Lamar Jackson is still out of this game. So I'm starting J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards and no one else.
I like it.
And I said no one else, including Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews. Man, my, how the mighty have fallen.
I'd rather start Taysom Hill.
What about Juwan Johnson?
That's tougher for me, but I think I would rather start Juwan Johnson because Mark Andrews is going to get you 6 points and Juwan Johnson could get you 2 touchdowns.
A huge ceiling. Christina said Steelers, by the way. So
there you go. Speaking of Steelers, my Steelers starts, Najee Harris. You got to start that dude up. He's been very consistent lately. Finally, picking up at the great time. Pat Freiermuth. He came back, had that bounce back week. So we starting him up. Deontay Johnson is startable, and I think George Pickens is a desperation flex, but I think he's gets enough points to be valuable.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. Yeah, sounds good, buddy. So yeah, that's the Steelers versus the Ravens, guys.
Sunday night football.
Sunday night football. But let's go ahead and get into some pre-game prop rally. Pre-game prop rally, guys. These are some bets. I just want to throw this out here. 2 weeks in a row, I have said a bet on this segment, and it is hit every time. Jerick McKinnon receiving touchdown, hit it. I hit the – what was the other one I hit last week, Trey? Schultz, right? Yeah. Schultz receiving touchdown for this game. Boom. For Thursday night football. Got him. But so you might want to listen up, buddy, because if you want to win some money, here we go. I'm going to the Bucs versus the Panthers. Plus 750, Rashad White over 0.5 receiving touchdown. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, I like that. I'm not mad at that at all. I think that's great odds, and I would definitely throw down on that.
Yeah, I've already won money on Rashad White hitting a receiving touchdown. He did it last week also, so just saying, Rashad White, receiving touchdown, throw you some money down.
Look, so my prop bet this week is probably going to surprise a lot of people, but this is the Ray-Ray McLeod, baby. I think Ray-Ray McLeod gets an anytime touchdown is plus 450 odds, and they've really been feeding him the ball, and Debo's out of this game, so I like him a lot.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. Anytime touchdown. I'm surprised the odds aren't a little better, though, honestly. Plus 450.
They've really been feeding him the ball, man.
It's crazy. I feel like the odds for that should be better than Rashad White getting receiving touchdown, and he's a running back, don't you think?
That's very true, but...
it just shows you never know what Vegas is thinking. But I love it. I love that. I love... I wouldn't say it's quite a long shot, but I love a long shot bet you could throw $5 on and away with a little more. But let's get to the Vikings Packers game. Plus 500 odds, Aaron Jones over 0.5 receiving touchdowns. If Tommy is right, Aaron Jones is going to get at least 2 touchdowns, right? One of those could be a receiving touchdown, Tommy. Get you some money, win you some money. I can't believe the odds are so good on that. He's got 5 on the year. Yeah. 5 receiving touchdowns. Maybe it's from the injury is why, but I think he gets in there, Trey.
Yeah, I think that's a great bet. My last one is not very great odds, but it feels pretty free to me, just the way they've been running him. And it's Cam Akers to get a rushing touchdown. It's plus 185. It's not the juiciest bet, but it just seems free with the way he was used last week. I mean, they're feeding this dude the ball. And they get around the goal line. I mean, it's easy pop in Cam Akers touchdown.
Yeah. No, I like that. Predicting the future over here. I like that a lot, buddy. That does feel like a gimme. Like if they get in the red zone and get to the 2-yard line, I agree. Roop says, in my championship, already lost Derrick Henry. I'm afraid of what Davante Adams will do. How much confidence do you have in him putting up decent numbers. We kind of talked about that, Trey, but go ahead.
We really don't have any confidence in Davante Adams putting up great numbers. I mean, it's terrifying to bench him and then lose because you didn't start him. We just don't know what we're going to get out of Sidham. And honestly, you know, if you have something worth pivoting to, I wouldn't go too far down my roster. But if you could bench him, I would try to do so, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. If you got a better option, I would go for it. Sucks. I mean, Stidham's going to be throwing him the ball. That just scares me. Maybe Stidham is smart enough to say, throw the ball to Davante. Throw the ball to Davante, you know, like Aaron Rodgers used to. I mean, it's the last game of the year, Trey. You can't hold anything back now.
You could say that again.
It's the last game of the year, Trey. You can't hold anything back now.
Okay, we get it.
Tommy says Watson is questionable, so Jones might get more receiving work. I love it, Tommy, because I threw $50 down on that, bro. So that's juicy. Juicy. Does Davante miss AR-12 yet, Trey?
I would say he probably does, but you know, I guarantee you they figure it out and Davante comes right back and has a bounce back year next year.
Yeah, I don't think Derek Carr is there next year. So I think either they go in the draft, which is probably, they probably sign a veteran. They go in the draft, sign a veteran to play in front of them. And maybe next year is a rebuilding year, but I think Davante still does good with a veteran.
Yeah.
But I don't like the sound of AR-12. It sounds like it's a wannabe TB-12. I don't like it, Trey. But we got one game left, and it's a banger this week. Monday Night Football, the Bills versus the Bengals.
Over-under for this game is 49.5 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by one. And I like the Bengals to get the dub here. I think that Joe Burrow is just on a roll. He's on fire, and I think he takes the dub home.
I agree. Bengals take the win here. They have just been too hot. I think this game is going to be magical. I hope this game is magical, Trey. So many fantasy championships will be won and lost in this game. Do you agree?
Oh, for sure, especially for Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Last game of the year, Trey. We can't hold anything back now. I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, it's going to be awesome. This makes me kind of sick to my stomach a little bit, but Tommy says Tom Brady to the Raiders. Ugh. I don't like that at all, buddy. I don't like it at all. Just because Josh McDaniel's there. I mean, have we heard anything else other than like, oh, he's got McDaniels there and he's had success with him. You know what I mean? Like,
one thing I want to throw out real quick. I just noticed that a bet that I might throw some cash on, literally throw $5 on it, and the potential is going to be crazy. But betting the underdog and parlaying them together on a couple of these games, I like I would bet Bengals as an underdog, Steelers as an underdog, Vikings as an underdog, and Jets as an underdog. That parlay right there, I think, is a pretty solid.
Bengals are the underdog here. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the Bills have been amazing. And Reese says, let's go, Buffalo. But let's get to some Bills starts, Trey. Look, this is why you drafted Josh Allen. Start him up. Diggs has had a rough couple of games here, but I think he's going to come in clutch in this game. You got to start Diggs up. I know it's tough, but I really think he has a bounce back game. Gabriel Davis, low-end flex. I mean, he got a touchdown last week, but, I mean, low-end flex, honestly, Davis, for me this week. And I don't like Devin Singletary in this matchup, Trey. I do like James Cook, though, to start. I think he does good, and I think Dawson Knox gets a touchdown. What do you think?
I think I got a question for you. James Cook or Gus Edwards?
I'm going James Cook, okay. For sure. Is that one to help you out too?
It is.
I love it. I'm going James Cook without hesitation, I think. He's just been too good. And like I said, that game's going to be a banger. So everybody's going to get work in that game.
For sure.
Speaking of everybody, let's go to the Bengals, Trey. Joe Burrow goes off in this game and wins me a fantasy championship. Start Joe Burrow. Start Jamar. Start T. Higgins. I am going against Jamar, but I am going to cross my fingers and hope T. Higgins gets all the work. And I think Tyler Boyd actually has an okay game, Trey. I think he could get you 10 points. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
And Hayden Hurst, Trey's favorite tight end, should be back, but I'm going to sit him.
Yeah, you can't risk it.
No. And start Joe Mixon. I like starting Joe Mixon, Trey.
No doubt. I like Joe Mixon a lot this year.
Bills versus the Bengals, Monday Night Football. Like I said, championships will be won in this game, Trey. But that's it. Guys, don't forget to subscribe to our channel so you can be entered into our Aaron Jones jersey giveaway as soon as we find out who is winning, who is going to the Super Bowl. We're going to give this bad boy away, and somebody wants it. I know Tommy wants it, so he'll be here. So if you want in on it, subscribe, put that notification bell on, and we'll have a show. We'll put your name on the Wheel of Destiny, and we're going to spin that bad boy, and somebody's going to win.
And I just want to say real quick, for all of you out there that aren't going against me in the Bandy Bowl for third place, plug your ears. But if you are going against me in the Bandy Bowl for third place, I think Cole Beasley is a great start in this game. You should definitely throw him out there.
Oh, God. Listen, guys, we're on Patreon. Our Patreon has officially launched. Patreon.com/fourthandflex. I know it's the end of the season, but we're going to be doing plenty of great things to keep things going over there. And if you're a member of our Patreon, you're automatically entered in all giveaways going forward, depending on your tier. It depends how many entries you get, up to 25 entries. You're bound to win something with 25 entries. And again, guys, Trophy Smack, in the description, you can find the link to Trophy Smack. Listen, you want a trophy, you're going to be seeing one sitting back there on that shelf right there next year for sure. It's been a great season, Trey. I've had so much fun. Let's get Trey's final thought. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, man, it's all about fun. You know, fantasy football comes down to it. It's about hanging out and having a good time with your buddies and talking smack and enjoying yourself. But the championship ring does make it feel a lot better.
Most definitely. Get you a championship ring, guys. Thank you so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace out.
A-Town.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be your ride or die. It's your boy Bandy, got my boy Trey over there. Fourth and Flex Podcast, forkandflex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.